This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Consumer Electronics Show is happening in Las Vegas this week. Kinda. I mean, it is happening, but with a lot less vigor than usual. Bunch of big names, Amazon and Google, Facebook, Twitter, General Motors, too, have said they're staying home. Thank you, Omicron. But among the new, ever more frightening humanoid robots and all the electric vehicles being unveiled, there is also a big old tractor from John Deere. A tractor. At an electronics show. Yes, because where farming's going, those tractors won't need drivers. Marketplace's Savannah Marr is on the Future of Farming beat today.
Tractors that steer themselves have been on the market for a while. One thing that sets this new machine apart is that it comes from John Deere, a traditional farm equipment company. Julian Sanchez is John Deere's director of emerging technology. He says this tractor can till a field with no one in the driver's seat.
Essentially, you sort of put it out in the field, put it in autonomous mode, and only worry about it when the job is done.
Sanchez says Deere's tractor will save farmers time and help address a major threat to the industry.
It's basically a relief of labor pressure.
Even before the pandemic, agricultural workers were hard to come by. Denise Reeser, a farm management instructor at South Central College in Minnesota, says populations are declining in rural places.
We do see younger generations wanting to move where maybe getting a better wage, more opportunities, other perks of living in a metropolitan area.
She says AI could eventually help fill that gap. One challenge will be convincing farmers to adopt it, says Michigan State researcher Bruno Basso.
The complexity in agriculture is the conservative mentality of the sector.
He says farmers will need to be convinced that autonomous tractors are worth it.
When a technology becomes available, they want to be sure that that cost brings a return on the investment.
Even without the latest tech, John Deere's tractors can run $500,000. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.